look forward to just thinking about what the Lord might do, particularly in some life, when you have a camp that is kind of challenged. And this year's camp, as you know, Brother Ricky was speaking in the preteen group, and then this week was the week that the Lord, in His sovereignty, chose to take his dad to the hospital and put him on the critical list. And then on the Thursday night of the camp, the Lord took him home. And so here's the main speaker, the person who was really prepared to preach, and he was taken out right at the last of the camp. And anytime you see God do something really unusual like that, you can just kind of watch that God is cooking up something, shall we say. God is doing something special, and I don't know exactly what that's going to be, but we're very anxious to find out what that might be. And so I think we're going to do a couple of things. First of all, Tony, I'm going to pick on you first. We're just going to kind of go across the row over there and let you share as you go across, and that way you won't have to worry about what order you're going in. You're going in that order right there, right across that row, and then right across the second row or third row back, and however it works. And we will just keep this in an orderly. I'm doing this for a couple of reasons. One is we want to move right along here and don't want to stall around much. But anyway, if you would just do us one favor. We know how much fun camp is. All of us have been to camp before. I have been to NGM camp, by the way. I know exactly what that's all about, and it's just great. But tell us what the Lord has done. That's the big thing. Tell us what God has done, and that's what we want to hear. That's what we're excited about. So come on up here, if you will. Now, we're going to let First Several of you hold this microphone. If you'll hold it about as close to your mouth as I've got it to mine right here, then the people will be able to hear you, and they'll be able to hear you down in the nursery as well. It won't bite you. Don't worry about that. It'll be okay. And I tell you what we'll do. So if you're kind of smaller and you have a hard time seeing around the pulpit here and people have a hard time seeing you, if you'll stand right over here like this, and this way it's still good because you can hold on, okay? And everything will be good. All right, Tony, come on if you will.
Well, this week the Lord did a lot in my life. I learned a lot, but what stood out to me the most was when the pastor, his name was Derek Moreland, he was from England, and he was talking about being a second mile Christian and how we don't just need to do what's expected of us, but we need to go above and beyond that. And that stuck with me. And on Friday, the Lord helped me realize that He was convicting me that He wanted me to go towards missions, and that message kept sticking in my mind, and I realized that I didn't want to just be the kind of person who, okay, you know, I passed out my track today, I'm good, and all like that, but I realized the Lord wanted me to, you know, do more work for Him and all like that. And I was just going to ask if you could pray for me that the Lord would work it out, that I would be able to do missions, and also that I would just have the courage and strength to do it.
Amen. Amen. You heard what you said, right? You going to pray for her, nod at her? Okay, good, good, good. All right, come on, sweetheart. About like that, okay?
Okay. My name is Kaylee. Mine's something like Tony's, too. This whole week, God told me a lot. He teached me a lot, and He told me stuff that in my life that I have to take care of before He can use me. But on Friday night, the thing that stood out to me the most was that He also called me to be a missionary. He wants to use me. So I just ask that y'all would pray for me as I keep walking on with my walk with God, and that I can just stick to Him better than what I did this past year. So that I can just shine through people, through my school, and just anywhere that I go. And I just ask that y'all would just pray for me.
Kaylee. All right, we're moving right along here. All right, Lindsay.
Hi, I'm Lindsay, and the thing that stuck out to me most was what he preached on Thursday night about being a second mile Christian, like Tony had said, and I thought to myself, I wasn't really being a second mile Christian, and so the Lord helped me take care of that. I just pray. He said it'd be harder to be a second mile Christian once you leave camp, so pray that I will keep on being a second-mile Christian and not just quit after I leave camp. And Another thing is a few years ago, God called me to be a missionary, and I knew He wanted me to go, but I didn't know where, I didn't know when, so I was just waiting, and then I heard about our missionaries going to England, and they're starting a camp in August, and I really, really feel like the Lord wants me to go. It'd be a great possibility, so could you pray that the Lord would provide the money so that I could go on August 15th through 19th, I think.
Yes, amen.
I'm Clara, and mine's like Lindsay's with the missionaries. I want to go too, but there's a lot of problems in the way because school starts that week. But maybe they'll let me go out to go. And I also need the money, which is not going to, maybe will work out, but I don't know. And when Mr. Ricky left, like, of course, his sermons were really good, but when he left on Wednesday, for Thursday and Friday, Mr. Butch Lee had to preach. And on Friday, what really stuck out to me was he talked about how you need to be witnessing to people, like, not just to say, hi, I'm Clara. You have to actually tell them what happened in your life and help them with their lives. And he told us about six friends he knew, and they're all gone across the country, and he never witnessed to them. And he said that one of his friends died 2 weeks ago. And he said that he found out he was saved, but he doesn't know about the other five, and he really would like to know. And I don't want to be like that, to where I have friends that I've never witnessed to.
Friday, the Lord was pricking my heart about He wants me to be in full-time service for Him. And so if y'all would just pray for me that I'll have the courage to do that.
This week we had a lot of fun, and we had pretty good preaching. I learned some stuff, and a really important thing that happened, I made sure of my salvation this week, and hopefully I'll keep living for the Lord and not have any friends I haven't witnessed to and stuff. So.
Hey. Main thing this week was the first night he preached on the theme. The theme was what's in thine hand and using your talents for God. And you know, I've always struggled with doing my own thing, you know. I wanna be this when I grow up. I, you know, haven't been really open to what God's want for me, and I still don't know. You know, he might not have any problem with me being a football coach. But I just need to be more open. And y'all pray for me, 'cause I'm still struggling with that.
Hi, I'm Cassidy, and camp was great this week, of course, but the main thing that the Lord spoke to me about was using the strength of my youth for the glory of God. Most of the sermons all just kind of tied in together, but, you know, like, my life is a vapor, and I don't want to waste this phase of my life when I'm strong and I could do so much for the Lord. And it's not enough just to, you know, be a good girl and follow the rules, read my Bible, and pray and go to church. Those things are great. But God wants to take me beyond that. And He wants me to be a second mile Christian, like you've heard, like some of the kids say already. And also this week, during one of the sermons, the Lord reminded me of a question that my Bible teacher often asked us during Bible class this year at school. And that question was, what are you doing today for Jesus Christ? And that takes it from, you know, very general to very specific. You know, it's great to read your Bible and build your relationship with the Lord, but what am I doing for Him daily? And then lastly, the Lord always convicts me when I go to camp about how I must witness for Him and tell others about Him. So He convicted me about that again this year. So if y'all please pray for me that God would put a burning desire in my heart to tell others about Him, and also, especially since I'm going to college soon, that the Lord will help me to rise up and be valiant for Christ.
All right. The others?
Well, like the pastor said, camp was a lot of fun, and all y'all know that. So I'm going to go ahead and cut to the point. Tony and Miss Vanetta walked up to me and said, "Do you want to play the guitar as a special for camp?" And I said, "Sure, I'll do it." And the first couple of practices is just a song with me. Didn't really mean anything. But as I started playing it, I started listening to the words, and they meant a lot to me. And it was repeating that song multiple times. There is hope. There is hope. God has sent me here to tell you there is hope. And that kept on bringing my mind back to a verse that said in Romans 8:28, "And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to His purpose." And I've always read that verse, but I've never took it for its full meaning. And then I started to pray about it, and I believe the Lord has called me to minister in music. And I began to say, "Lord, I'm not equipped for this. I'm not prepared. You most certainly cannot be called me to do this." If you have been laying on my heart that I've called you to do this, I know this is what you're meant for. And I simply pray, "Lord, I want to give my life fully and completely to you." And so I dedicate my life to the Lord at camp.
Hey, I'm Thomas Dyer. Had a great week at camp. I believe we had the largest preteen unit, girls unit that we've ever had, largest teen boys unit we've ever had. So we had a pretty big camp, and a lot of kids, seeing the Lord do a lot of things down there. I don't have an exact number, but I think we had about close to 20 salvation decisions, which was great. And that's what we pray for. That's what we, you know, that's what we want the Lord to do. That's what we want to see. And many kids' lives were rededicated, so the thing was accomplished. And like Brother Tom said, Ricky had to leave early, and Brother Butch had to, preach in place of him. But, you know, Lord can work no matter who's up there. If he has a vessel up there that he wants to use, he'll use it. And we saw kids saved Thursday and Friday night, too, and I thought, Lord, you really use Ricky in a great way the first three nights he was there. That's not where he stays. He stays in the teens, but he was preaching to those preteens, and he just did a fantastic job. The theme of the camp was the question, Exodus 4:2, "What is that in thine hand?" Referring to God speaking to Moses when he called Moses to go speak to Pharaoh to let his people go. And Moses was giving the excuse, "I don't have anything but a stick in my hand." And the Lord, of course, we know, used Moses greatly. And, the Lord the campers are not the only ones going through struggles. The counselors do that too. And us counselors, I know I felt like sometimes during the week I struggled. I said, "Lord, I just want to make a difference down here. Please let me make a difference." And on Friday night, about the 11th hour, one of my boys came up to me and said, this was almost when the invitation was fixing in. He said, "I want to know how to get saved." And I said, "Thank you, Lord." And so I led that boy to Christ, and I was very glad to do. And also another blessing was to see the Davis family come down there and fit like ducks in water, like Forrest Gump would say. And they did a fantastic job. I know when we were praying about the counselors that were needed before we went, the Lord laid Jeff on my heart. And before I could even get out there to ask him, Ricky came up to me and said, "Jeff wants to be a counselor." I said, "Well, thank you, Lord." So Jeff and Vanetta, we appreciate what y'all did and bringing your kids with you, and y'all were a real blessing. And thank you all for all your support and prayers that you gave us during the week.
Thank you, Brother Thomas. Well, Thomas is on the board of Neighborhood Gospel Mission and helped put a lot of this together. Real thankful for him and his service there. And just want to make sure we don't overlook anybody here. I think I see somebody standing up here. Don't want to assume anything. Is she coming this way? Yes, she is. All right.
All right. Well, I'm Allie. And God uses that place to work in my heart out of the 14 years I've gone there. There's not... I'm out of the years I went as a camper, he just really used that place to lead me in the direction he wanted me to go in my life. And as a counselor, just getting to work in these kids' lives and using us to be just love to these kids that don't have any of that at home. There's so many that just walk up to the counselors and ask if they can go home with them, and it breaks my heart. But he also, he worked in my life this year too. Before I even went to camp, God laid on my heart this song to sing for the camp, and I was like, well, it's a really great song, and I'm sure he can use it in some of these people's lives. So I actually, I contacted Cassidy the day before we went and said, do you know this song? Can you please play it for me? And he just worked it out. But what I didn't realize, he laid that song on my heart for me. The song is called Blessings, and some of the lyrics are, what if the greatest disappointments or the aching of this life is the revealing of a greater thirst this world can't satisfy. And Thursday, when the Buseys had to leave, my heart was just breaking for them. He's just reminded me that what's in this life is not all there is. We'll all be together again one day. And before we went to camp, I was also struggling with just a lot of my friends just going off into the world, and even some moving away. And some more lyrics from the song are that when friends betray us, and when darkness seems to win, we know that the pain reminds us heart is not our home. And I just praise God for what he did. And sorry that was all jumbled up and I'm an emotional wreck, but that's what he did.
Amen. Wouldn't that be great to be able to get your emotions out sometime? That's a nice thing, instead of holding them in. Anybody else? All right. Oh, boy. Creative. All right.
As most of y'all know, I'm Craig. I was actually able to go as a counselor this year at the last minute. Brother Butch was very gracious to have me, and I thank him for allowing me to go. But you've heard most of these teens talk about being a second mile Christian, and that scripture that the preacher spoke out of was Matthew chapter 5 and verse 41, from whenever the Roman soldier, in those times the Jews being under the Romans' rule, the Jews, whenever the Romans told them to pick up their armor and carry it for them, the Jews had to carry it for at least 1 mile. And the Lord was telling the Jews, hey, go an extra mile, do that extra mile, and that'll give you opportunities, that'll open up opportunities for you to tell them about Christ and to give you opportunities about just doing different things that you wouldn't usually be able to do if you just carried it that required amount. And that really spoke to me as well, because I know there's times, a lot of times, that I just do what's expected of me, and I only do that first mile when I don't go that extra mile. So I pray that y'all would also pray for me and me going that extra mile, just getting used to going that extra mile and doing more than what is expected of me.
Thank you, Brother Craig. All right. Yes, ma'am. This David Hayes over here, huh? All right.
Leave okay with me.
Okay. I always get permission from Miss Elizabeth. David, how many verses?
150.
150 verses. Wow. Okay. Wow. Well, the eternal question has been issued that was first came out in The Wizard of Oz. You remember, who was it? The scarecrow who wondered if he had a brain? Well, David has a brain after all. He most certainly does. He has proven it this week. All right. All right. Now use it, David. All right. That's good. Okay. Any other testimonies? Yeah. Come on, Brother Jeff.
Last week when the Lord started, when the email went around about camp needing more counselors, Vanetta came to me on Tuesday afternoon and read it to me or told me about it and said, "Do you think maybe the Lord might have you go down there?" And I said, "No, I would love to, but I'm just too busy. I got too much going on. Can't make it." And then we came to church Wednesday night, and that was one of the things that we were praying about Wednesday night. And as I knelt down to pray Wednesday night, I couldn't utter the words, "Lord, fill that need," because He was tapping me on the shoulder and saying I needed to go fill that need. But what I didn't realize was that the need was in my heart more than anything else. He was wanting to do things in my life that He did this week. And I don't know how many of you, and it's a difficult thing. How many of you have not ever led somebody to the Lord? But if you want God to set your heart on fire, go out there and find somebody that you can lead to the Lord. Because there's nothing that will shake you up emotionally as much or spiritually as much as having the opportunity to snatch somebody from the fire. And know that God did that and He used you for it. All these kids listen to 7 different gospel messages a day between devotions and the theme time and the campfire hour and everything else. But, I had to prepare 10 different devotions myself and deliver those. And the Lord spoke to me through those. He spoke to me through every one of the services. And at the same time, He gave me a burden again for souls, where we let that kind of burn down as we go through life and we don't see any victory or we don't see any lives changed and we don't see things happening. We just kind of fall into the drudgery of everyday life, and we need to be shaken up. And if you feel that you're kind of getting in that boredom again, that drudgery again, ask God to give you an opportunity, because when He does, it wakes you up, and it has me. And there's nothing quite like having for instance, had a little boy in my crew this week who was 14 years old. His parents had him on Ritalin and drugs for being hyperactive. And he comes into camp and he's just like this. And his head's down. He's really small for his age. He's been picked on. He's already been in jail before. His parents have been divorced. His mom remarried, and his stepdad beat up his mom, so he's in jail right now. The kid come from a really, really bad family and a really bad background. But he came with one of the other churches that was there. And the camp nurse, Miss Anna Gay, was able to give me some insight into his background, tell me a little bit about him. And Monday night, he raised his hand that he was not saved. And so we specifically prayed for that young man. In my prayers, I prayed for him. Lord laid him on my heart. And then when we got together for camp staff meetings, we specifically prayed for him. And specifically prayed for others that we knew either weren't saved or needed God to direct in their lives. And that young man came forward the following night and got saved. And beyond that, Miss Anna Gay said, he's been in our Awana program for quite a while, and I've seen him smile once or twice, but I've never seen him laugh. I've never seen him play and have fun. He just comes. And by the end of the week, he was running around and laughing and playing with the other kids, and I was able to point that out to her, and she was so encouraged because she and her church had been praying for the same young man already. And God answers prayer, folks.
Amen. Thank you, Brother Jeff. Praise the Lord. Anybody else? Amen. Y'all, come on. Come on, David. We'll do the ladies first thing. But
I'm Vanetta. I'm very thankful for the opportunity that God gave us. Growing up, I never even got to go to camp. So this was a totally new experience for me. But being able to see these kids that day one, they don't know you. It was really kind of funny because we got there. We were given our little badges and our little counselor book and said, there's your campers. Take them to your cabin. That was it. Like, okay. Jeff was way up on the hill and I'm way over here. I'm like, okay. But it was just neat to see how that God worked, even in our family getting to go, because there were some other things that were supposed to be going on and everything fell through. And then last minute, you know, it's like, okay, God, this we know this is where you want us to be. And I just thank Him for the opportunity and for the children that I got to witness to and lead to the Lord. Because, like Jeff said, you forget how wonderful that feeling is, and I want to just keep going now and not let it die down anymore. So please pray for us.
Thank you, Vanetta.
All right, well, my name's David, and at the beginning of the week, most of y'all know that I had my ears pierced. And, yes, it's girly. All right. But I got there, and I got to missionary hour, and after that, Brother Corey and Brother Justin took me in the back, and they said, we have to talk to you. And they said, you probably already know what it's about, and I said, yeah, I do. And they gave me two options, go home or take them out. And I'm glad I took the second one. I took them out. And when I did it, I was dead set on not having a good time at all. At all. Not letting the Lord do any work in my life. Just, I was so mad. And then about, I'd say Thursday, I was talking to another counselor for the preteens, but he was helping us in Bible time. And we were talking, and I was just so mad about... I was still mad about the earring thing and stuff like that. Well, he looked at me. He said, I will give you the money that you paid to get them done back if you'll keep them out for good. And I said, all right, I'll do that. But then later on that day, all the messages were good, but the thing that stuck out to me the most was I was talking to my unit leader later on Thursday. And we were talking about what all I wanted to do because I graduated this year, what I was going to do with my life and everything like that. And I was talking to him, and then the subject tattoos came up. And I was like, I want to get them, but out of respect for my dad, I'm not. And he was like, why just out of respect for your dad? And I just kept explaining that and stuff. And he was like, what about out of respect of your other father? And that stuck out to me the most, because I haven't ever thought about that, ever. And just, if y'all knew my life, I've never even attempted to live for the Lord. And I've never even been up here. I've been going to camp for 11 years and never even stepped foot up here to say my thing that happened that week. And it's never really affected me until I sat right there just a few minutes ago and everybody was doing this. And I said, I need to get up there and say something, because everybody just thinks I'm just there to be here. And this past year has been, I just have not been living for the Lord at all. I go out and party, and it's just, after a while it gets boring. I mean, it's stupid. You need something better to live for. And 2 years ago, I talked to him. It was about this time. It was before camp. And he wasn't going to sign my reserve form to be a reserve. And at the time, I was mad about it. And then it helped me in the end. It helped me because I actually got more out of camp. Because me being a reserve, you have to, you miss some stuff. You miss a lot of messages. And you can ask any of the reserves here. And that helped me in my life when he helped me. And then that night we stayed out till 11 o'clock, wasn't it? And he was like, why, Brother Tom was asking me all these questions. And he was like, why are you being like this? And I said, because I'm scared of what the Lord will call me to do. And he said, that's the best thing you could ever say in your life. And I just need prayer to help me follow the Lord instead of follow my heart. Follow what I want to do instead of following the Lord. And maybe next year I'll be able to come back as a counselor because I've been living for the Lord this next year. But I'm going to need a lot of prayer.
Maybe this is where we need to stop here. Do what, Miss Elizabeth?
Yeah.
Lead them out. We're going to pray for this young man. I want to ask several of you men who've struggled with self-will. You know what I'm talking about? Wanting to do what you want to do. I want to ask you to come. And Jeff, why don't you take Brother David over there? Let's just pray that God will get the real grip on his life. I think he's closer now than he's ever been. Aren't you, David?
And another thing is, me and Justin were talking, and he said it would be easier now to start living for the Lord in this week than it would even Monday when you're starting your regular life.
Amen. Amen. Probably heard, in fact, you did hear what I heard a moment ago. How many of these young people did you count who surrendered to go to the mission field? Was it four? At least four, wasn't it? And then two others who said, we're surrendering to do what the Lord wants us to do, but it wasn't as specific as that. Who were those young ladies? Would y'all stand up just a minute? Amen. Thank you. I want to ask several of our ladies. Who maybe some ladies who love missions and some ladies who just feel, when they said that, it reached out and touched your heart. I'd like for y'all to come and take them over here and pray for them. Would you do that? Let's do that right now. I thought as much. Come on, Vanetta. Come on, Miss Elizabeth. Becky. Amen. Thank you. Praise the Lord. Yes. Just, I don't know. Cody, would you mind vacating this right here and letting these young ladies have that? Thank you, buddy. Appreciate it. All right. Y'all have a seat right there. Okay. That was a cruel blow, wasn't it, Cody? All right. Y'all go right ahead. Don't hesitate. I want to ask the rest of you folks, if you would, to bow your heads just a moment. I want you to give somewhere between 3 and 5 minutes to earnest prayer for these folks. And as soon as you finish your earnest prayer, you're dismissed.